And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 20th of July, 2017. It's the birthday of the Italian humanist and scholar and poet Francesco Petrarca, better known as Petrarch, born in Arezzo, Italy, in 1304. He wrote epic poems in Latin that he hoped would make him famous, and they did in his day, but the poems that we know of his were the few poems he wrote in Italian, a book of sonnets about a woman named Laura, the canzoniere, or songbook, of 1374. Petrarch's sonnets, which made the sonnet, the 14-line poem, popular. It was on this day, 1869, Mark Twain's Innocents Abroad was published, which established Twain as a serious writer. It was his second book, based on an assignment from a California newspaper which sent him around the world to write travel sketches. Innocents Abroad remained Mark Twain's best-selling book throughout his lifetime. It was on this day in 1875 the largest recorded swarm of locusts in America descended on the Great Plains. It was about 1,800 miles long, 110 miles wide. It went from Canada down to Texas, the Rocky Mountain locust. The total mass of this swarm of locusts was equivalent to the mass of 60 million bison in the West. These swarms would occur about once every 7 to 12 years, emerging from river valleys in the Rockies and moving to the east. It was a cloud in the sky which glinted around the edges where the locust wings caught the light of the sun. The locusts blanketed the ground nearly a foot deep. They ate nearly every living piece of vegetation in their path. Some farmers tried to scare them away by running into the swarm, and they had their clothes eaten right off their bodies. The swarms started to die down in the mid-1880s, and within a few decades, the Rocky Mountain locusts were believed to be extinct. There are two of them now, stored in the Smithsonian in Washington. Here's a poem for today by Ron Padgett, The Drink. I'm always interested in the people in films who have just had a drink thrown in their faces. Sometimes they react with uncontrollable rage, but sometimes, my favorites, they do not change their expressions at all. Instead, they raise a handkerchief or napkin and calmly dab at the offending liquid as the hurler jumps to her feet and storms away. The other people at the table are understandably uncomfortable. A woman leans over and places her hand on the sleeve of the man's jacket and says, David, you know she didn't mean it. David answers, yes, but in an ambiguous tone, the perfect adult response. But now the orchestra has resumed its amiable and lively dance music, and the room is set in motion as before. Out in the parking lot, however, Elizabeth is setting fire to David's car. Yes, this is a contemporary film. The Drink by Ron Padgett, from his collected poems, published by Coffee House Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Magoosh, online test prep for the ACT, SAT, GMAT, GRE, LSAT, and MCAT. Prep smart, go far, enjoy the ride at magoosh.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.